if you understand the language, in Iranian language, we would say if you give heart to it, then you can talk to your heart. And you yourself, talking about the coin, when we said you yourself, you're like a coin flipping eternally. Every instant, then you're dying and returning. Because you will stop being this, you will become something else. And that's another life. We think life is like the breath. You take it in, you have to throw it out. Do not think of a permanent you, because there's no such a thing. What is the essence of existence? John?
Life, breath.
Change. The essence of existence is change, and the essence of change is God. This is according to Mullah Sadra, 500 years ago. The last good philosophers in that neighborhood. So, the essence of existence is change, and Rumi is insisting on it. Or, I like the subject and I'm pushing it. Which one is it? Tell me, if Rumi really feels passionately about this thing that you should understand that you are changing, you don't stay in a position, never ever. And these changes are important. This is the feeling of Rumi, or is my personal interest here, and I love it in you too.
That's it, what Rumi said.
Why? Clever, that's good enough for me. Honestly, that's good enough. That you refer to the book itself. Okay, here started verse 1142. And he talked about the form coming out of formlessness and return to it. And he added, "Another Rajaun," means we are going back to him, to God, right? That verse ends with that. We are returning to him, right? Therefore, that therefore is not there, but in Persian is there. In every instant, you will die and you will return. Okay? Next verse. He talks about our thinking is like an arrow in the air. And in the air you will not see nothing because this arrow is passing and you cannot recognize it. Next verse, every moment that the world is renewed and we are unaware of its being renewed whilst it remains. We believe in conservatism. Conservatism is an animal instinct. Because the food is not permanently there, therefore you should conserve. Therefore we want everything to be as it is. In the moment of happiness, you want to push a button and everything stops. This is it, put it there. It doesn't last 10 minutes, you will be bored. He said, this universe is changing in every breath. And you're silly if you think about remaining the same. Your life, your personal life, is like a little creek. And the water is coming and coming and coming. Creek looks full to you. But it's not. All the water is going. But another one is replacing it. And he realized that this doesn't do you good. Therefore he went to that masterpiece. He brought an example. He said, if you put the head of the stick in the fire, then when you turn it around, you will see a circle. Is there a circle? There is not. There is one point that this burn charter is there. This is the first moment. What is the next moment? Come on, Speak out. In the first moment, this ball of this charcoal, burning charcoal, is in the point A. I'm turning it around. Next moment,
it's not.
Next moment, it's not in point A. The third moment, it could be in point B. From A to B, there should be something, and there is. Guess what? In physics, we call it net one dot. Because we divided the time, the smallest time we define it now in our physics is named quantum. That's what quantum physics is all about. And between two quantums are divided by a net quantum. There is a moment that there is nothing. That's the main point he's making here. They say, this is it. Because it's going fast, you don't see the changes. And I said, okay, Rumi didn't have the best instrument, I have a better one. Do you remember my instrument? Film, movies. I said, look at the movie. One frame is there. Okay, this is first moment. Next moment, it's closed, darkness. And the film is going away. Another one is replacing it again, a burst of light. When you're looking at the movies, do you see that? In your TV, it's worse than this, because there is only one point. That's one line, next line, next line, next line. When it is finished, it starts again. That's how TV works. That's why when they are making movies and the TV is over there, you will see one line going up and down in that because they are not synchronized. One point of light is on your screen only. But it's fast enough for you not to see. Not to see what? Not to see the darkness, and you're prepared for that because you don't see the darkness. The time of darkness in the movie theater is more than the time of light. It's one circle, one quarter cut, and it's turning around. Therefore, three-thirds of time, movie theater is dark. So what? You don't see anything. You're not aware of it. This is what this is all about. Everything is changing that fast. So you shouldn't get stuck in one moment or a short period of time, which is the habit of what? That animal instinct. Reaction. Reaction is an instinct. Action is thinking about it. Is it? The swift motion produced by the action of God presents this length of duration. Next verse. Prefer to be somber. This is Rumi, this is a good teacher. He will say, even if the seeker of this mystery is an exceedingly learned man, he needs this Hesamuddin. Because the guy is sitting here and I can see his heart burning. That's how he ends his paragraph. This is Hesamuddin, which is Saminame, means the story of all Semites and everything, the source of everything. He said, if you want to understand this, you need a lot of thinking and a lot of study if you want to really understand this point. I made that. Think about the long run. Let go of this short time, reactionary time. Next paragraph. Nothing. Very simple, very quiet. No big deal because Rumi came back to the story. Now the story is like this, that the lion is angry. And lion, because he is angry, he doesn't understand the trick. The rabbit is walking just to fool the lion. The lion doesn't understand it. Because the lion thinks about what? Being washed. see, that rush of intelligence will fool the intelligence. Rabbit comes slowly. Therefore, lion cannot have doubt about him, because the appearance of this slow walking shows that he has a good excuse. And he is relying upon his own force and say, oh, I'm the lion. Who is the rabbit? Let's hear it. Then, next time, rabbit will arrive and will bring some excuses. Rumi found a very good point, a good moment to make a point. The fool's excuse is worse than his crime. When you bring an excuse for something you did wrong, you are making the situation worse. You think you're clever. Whenever something happens, or you want to explain something or report, what do? Intelligently? You will cheat. You will lie. You will bring excuses. You will do this and that. Unknowingly, you're adding to your crime. Because the first one could be a mistake. But when you intentionally go for the cover-up, then it's not a mistake anymore. What would happen if I come to you for an advice and I lie to you? Why should be stupid? Because first of all, I'm coming to her and I'm trying to fool her. If I could fool her, why should I go to her? Because I'm better than her. If you're going for advice to someone, and that someone is cheatable, don't go to that fellow. Find some clever guy, a better one. Here we talk about the excuses that this rabbit is presenting, and it's like this and like that. But the story is going on. In this story, he follows. He will tell you some special thing that, okay, he said this, and in particular, as an arms for the high stage, do not drive out of the way one whose way is lost. Playing with the words and things like that. But normally, we'll go to the end of the paragraph to see what he says. The end of this really simple narration of the story is, if you want the allowance, clear the way. If you want something good to happen to you, you should clear the path. If you are a sneaky person, excuse me, you are a very sneaky, clever guy, right? Good things and good things should happen to you just because you like it. Clean up the path. Because, remember, we insisted upon some special place out of this logical wheat. If you want part of that, you cannot have this there or bring it here. You should clear the path. Clear your mind for the light of the heart to start. There is something you should do about it, which is mainly undoing, clearing, getting rid of this stuff. Get rid of that instinct, that thing that you practice and you're good at, because you're good at reacting to this stuff. Aren't you? I know you're good at it because you're alive. Animal lives by that. So you're good in that. You have to clean it up. Clear it. Why? Because now let's go back to the story, and the lion is here to see what's happening, but Rumi forgets about the lion and stuff. As usual, we'll go back to the best story we have. What is the most important story we say here? Moses and Pharaoh. That's our story. because the problem is the ego and the